We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Miles in the morning on 98.7 Kayla.
All right, so every once in a while when we fire somebody from America, sometimes it's more than one. Today is one of these weird instances where there's just too many people to fire. There's just a lot of people doing crazy things.
Well, let's do rapid fire, man.
That's a good one. Rapid fire.
Well, yeah, like boom, boom, boom.
The rapid firing. All right, so first off, the two guys in, I don't know where they were, like Carolina somewhere, they decided to glue on...
Oh my gosh, the lottery numbers
onto the lottery tickets.
I think it was Mississippi.
It's like the oldest form of Photoshop. Yeah, we can pick up on these things now.
By the way, you know they scan the barcode on that.
Right? Yeah, right? Like, how dumb are you?
So I wonder if they use the same font numbers, too.
Or
just
was
like
it
a
just
ransom note?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got to say what's up to David Dustin. He put that on Facebook and said we had to fire that person from America. We always love it when people suggest firings.
Absolutely.
You know? It's a lot of fun. Another person we need to fire. It's funny because I put this up on my Instagram. You can check out at KLUV Miles, M-I-L-E-S. And this is a new segment we're doing.
Hey, get your damn act together.
And it has to do with the cheese challenge.
Where you throw the cheese on kids.
Yeah, at your baby.
Yeah. I've seen it on cats, too, and animals.
Oh, yeah, I have seen it on cats.
In Carrollton, people are doing it to cars. There's a car that was in Carrollton that got like 25 slices of cheese all over it.
Oh my gosh, how gross.
Yeah.
I bet when the sun heats up.
Right? Yesterday was kind of warm too.
Yeah.
So it starts to drift down.
We used to do that with like Jolly Ranchers and slices of bologna and meat as a kid. It would strip the paint off cars.
I was about to say, gross.
I mean, better than egging cars, but aren't we better than that? Right?
Apparently not.
Carrollton's doing it.
Get your damn act together.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
All right. Last but not least, the last firing we're going to do this morning.
All right.
Straight out of Englewood, Florida.
All right, buddy.
A man was tased and arrested.
Sweet. This is already off to a great start. Please tell me he was naked.
Okay. Hold on.
Yay!
Charlotte County deputies received several calls and online tips.
Oh, online tips.
On Saturday, about a man screaming at the top of his lungs in his underwear and waking the neighbors.
Yes. Boom. Yes.
That's where they found Carlos Suarez, 32 years old, standing in the driveway and screaming profanities at them when they arrived.
Mm. Oh, Carlos.
So he kept going back and forth into his house while yelling at the deputies.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he walks outside and... As he walks outside of his home, he had lost his underwear.
Oh.
I'm not sure how that happens.
The only way I can describe this is through a song.
Mm-hmm.
Just a swangin'. Okay. So he walks out just a swangin'. Okay.
It's a grand gesture on his part.
Yes, it is. This, according to a release from the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, deputies told him he was arrested and he once again tried to go inside. He was tased.
Yep, nice.
Can you imagine getting tased while you're swinging?
No, I know.
Like down there, Tate.
Taken down. He was taken down for exposing himself, breaching the peace, and resisting law enforcement officers without violence.
I have so many, like, mental images.
I know.
See? You have to visualize.
That's not a good evening.
There's also so many things I want to say, and then I can't because they're...
We're on the radio. Yep, that's why.
Yep.
So, therefore, he is fired from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.